the Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas were under severe weather watches early this morning as the National Weather Service predicted a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico that could bring high winds, hail, and possible tornadoes to the region. That for the Associated Press. They report after a line of thunderstorms started moving across parts of Texas, more than 100 flights were delayed and dozens more canceled at Dallas-Fort Worth at DFW International Airport. Delays and thunderstorm-related cancellations were also reported at Dallas's Love Field and George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, according to FlightAware. And as the new year approaches, people often make resolutions to donate money to a charity. Donating one's time as a volunteer is an option that Illinois Meals on Wheels food delivery program values highly.
For a few hours per week, Root Packers stock insulated bags with nutritious meals for the delivery drivers. Other individuals help with kitchen prep. Northeastern Illinois chapter volunteer Cheryl Spangler says meal recipients depend on the beloved organization.
I've had several clients that have made the comment that if it wasn't for the Meals on Wheels, they don't think they would have survived.
Those who cannot regularly consume healthy meals can include the homebound, surgery patients, or those with physical or mental challenges. According to the chapter's website, more than 500 volunteers delivered over 100,000 hot and cold meals every week last year. I'm Terry D. reporting.
More information on volunteering, contact mealsonwheels.org. Next to Maine, where folks are celebrating the official designation of the bald eagle as America's national bird after helping in its recovery.
Once close to extinction, conservation efforts, including private land donations for nesting habitats, are credited with restoring the state's bald eagle population to more than 700 nesting pairs today. Amy Delich with Defenders of Wildlife says the recognition was long overdue.
There are almost 70 species of eagles across the world, but the bald eagle is the only one that's found only in North America. So it really is our national bird as far as its territory and range.
Delich says many people assumed the bald eagle was already the national bird, but while it's been a symbol on the country's seal for centuries, it was never officially designated. I'm Catherine Carley.
And just about everybody is encouraged to be on the lookout for increasingly sophisticated scams during the holiday season. Fake emails that appear to be from companies like UPS or PayPal will offer a link they claim is needed to correct a package delivery or payment error, only to gain access to the user's bank information. Jane Margeson with AARP Maine says if people believe their personal data has been compromised, they should put a freeze on their credit report.
It's the best proactive step you can take and will greatly minimize the damage from the theft of other personal information.
She also advises not to click on any links before checking with the company itself. This is Public News Service. Next to New Mexico, where Taos is known for its year-round outdoor recreation and vibrant arts and culture scene. But a lack of affordable housing is threatening the community's well-being. More now on this Daily Yonder New Mexico News Connection collaboration.
Nestled in northern New Mexico's Sangre de Cristo Mountains, the town of 6500 attracts locals and tourists for its art galleries, restaurants, indigenous landmarks, and both summer and winter recreation. Yet buying or even renting a nearby home is increasingly difficult. Taos Housing Partnership Director Lisa O'Brien says workers, from teachers to cardiologists, can't find a place to live.
We have vacancies in our school districts, and we have vacancies in our healthcare system, and we have vacancies across the board. They can't live here because they can't afford to live here.
I'm Roz Brown.
Meantime, Virginia's child welfare system grappling with a surge of unfounded reports. Critics say they stem from overly broad, mandatory reporting laws that disrupt families and strain resources.
Just over 3,000 of more than 90,000 annual reports to Child Protective Services are found to be valid, says Valerie LaRue with the Virginia Poverty Law Center. She explains some parents are forced into impossible choices due to poverty and can face neglect accusations even though their actions stem from economic necessity, not intentional disregard for their children's well-being.
And that's when the nosy neighbor picks up the phone and calls CPS. And so, you know, these are the kinds of things. Families' water gets turned off because they can't afford to pay their water bill. And so kids show up to school unbathed and the teacher calls CPS.
LaRue says agencies like the Virginia Department of Social Services are now classifying some situations as poverty-adjacent neglect, or PAN, acknowledging families often lack the resources they need. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And finally, a Missouri-based therapy dog has an inspiring journey that began as a homeless stray on the streets of Los Angeles.
Olive, a 10-pound poodle mix, is now the lead character in a new children's book titled Olive, She's All Love. She was rescued by Brandon McMillan, host of CBS's Lucky Dog, where she received specialized training and became a certified therapy dog. In 2016, Olive was rehomed to Lisa Groves Bax, a children's advocate and owner of Therapy Paws. Olive has been used to comfort Missouri children in the court system and inspire Groves Bax to share her story.
Foster home, there's libraries, all these places who are wanting a therapy dog just to help with kiddos.
Olive is scheduled to visit Glasgow's Lewis Library and Grade School on January the 8th. Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.